The Freedom Rides began May 4th, 1961. They were organized by the Congress of Racial Equality, called CORE.
The riders, black and white, gathered in Washington, D.C., and bought tickets to travel from Washington to New Orleans, Louisiana. When they boarded the bus, some of the white people went to the back of the bus. Some of the black people sat in the front of the bus. And on some seats, black and white riders sat side by side. This ride was different.
They got through Virginia. They got through North Carolina. They got through South Carolina. They got through Georgia.
In Alabama, the bus was burned and the Freedom Riders were brutally beaten by a mob. They were met with so much violence that CORE canceled the Freedom Rides.
However, students from the sit-in movement in Nashville and Atlanta decided to continue the rides. They believed that nonviolence was stronger than violence, and if violence stopped the Freedom Rides, it can stop the entire movement.
Many students traveled to Alabama, and the Freedom Rides continued.
When their bus arrived at the Jackson, Mississippi station, the Freedom Riders were arrested.
Locked up in Parchman Penitentiary, they sang. One of the most popular new freedom songs was based on a hit by Harry Belafonte called